Okay, today we're going to do Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Moed Katan. We're holding out the Mishnah on the top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. So we are holding at the Mishnah. Yes, says the Mishnah, Ve'elu Kosen B'Moed. The following things you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Typically speaking, writing is Asur on Chol HaMoed, but if it's a Davar Avid, it's something that you're going to lose out. If you don't get to write it now, then you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. So what are those things? Kiddush Nashim. If you write a Shtar Kiddushin to marry a woman, you write, instead of saying to her, Hareya Magdeshesli, and giving her a ring, or money, you give her a Shtar that says Hareya Magdeshesli. V'gitin, or writing a get, v'shovrin, or writing a shtar that's a receipt that tells someone that you've already paid me back, and that's their proof that they've already paid back a loan. Taitiki, or if a guy is dying, he's a shchiv mira, and he's dying on his deathbed, he writes a shtar that says what he wants to do with his items. Matana, a shtar matana. Prusbolin, a prusbol, which is what we write in order to make sure that Shemitah doesn't cancel a loan. Igros shum, shtaros, that they write to when Beis Din evaluates, when someone leaves an inheritance, and they evaluate how much the different parts of the inheritance are worth to make sure that it gets split evenly. So they write it up in a document. Igros mazon, or a shtar that you would write to commit to supporting your wife's children from a previous marriage. Or shtari chalitza, a shtar that a woman would carry with her to prove that she has done chalitza, and therefore she's able to get remarried. Chalitza, of course, is what happens if a woman's husband dies and he didn't have any children, and she doesn't want to do yibum, or the brother doesn't want to do yibum with her, so then they have to do chalitza, where there's a whole procedure of removing his shoe and spitting, and her spitting near him, and things like that. Umei unim, and a shtar that Beis Din would write as a proof to a girl who was orphaned from her father and whose mother and brother married her off, and then she decided to reject that marriage, where the marriage just goes away by her rejection. So a shtar that proves that she had rejected that marriage and that therefore she's free to marry someone else. Ushtare birurin, a shtar that a Beis Din would write when they're dividing up a Yerusha amongst the Yorshim to designate which part of the Yerusha each of the Yorshim take. Gzeros Beis Din, any psak din that a Beis Din has, they would write up. The Igros Shal Rishus, or any or Shal Rishus rather, any letters that are written for government purposes, all of these things you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Amr Shmuel, Mutal Aris Yisha B'chol Shal Moed. So Shmuel says, you see that you're allowed to have Erisin, you're allowed to be Mekadish woman on Chol HaMoed. Why? Shema Yikadmenu Acher. Because we're afraid that if you fall in love with a girl and you want to be Mekadish her and you don't get to do it on Chol HaMoed, by the time you get around to doing it after Yantiv, someone else may have swept her off her feet already and taken her from you. So that's considered a Davra Aved. It's considered something that's going to be a major loss if you don't do it right now. Lema Mesayele, so we'll bring a proof to Shmuel, because it says in the mission of Elu Kosen B'Moed Kiddushin Nashim, it says that you're allowed to write a Shtar Kiddushin on Chol HaMoed. My love, Shtari Kiddushin Mamish, isn't the Mishnah talking about Shtari Kiddushin, literally Shtari Kiddushin? So we see that you're allowed to do Kiddushin on Chol HaMoed. Says Gemara, that's not a good proof. Lo, Shtari Psikosa. Maybe the Shtar that it's talking about is the Shtar that they would write in advance of a wedding to determine who's responsible to pay for what. But the actual wedding, the actual Kiddushin, maybe can't have been on Chol HaMoed. Kid Rav Gidol Amarav, like Rav Gidol Amarav, Tamar of Gidol Amrav, Kama Tanosin Vincha, Kach Vekach. The father of the Kala would ask the father of the Chasen, how much money are you giving to your son to bring into the marriage? And he would say this and this amount. Kama Tanosin Vitcha, father of the Chasen asks the father of the Kala, how much are you giving your daughter to bring into the marriage? Kach Vekach, and he would say this amount. Amdu Vikichu, and then if they would then do Kiddushin Kanu, whatever they committed to is what they're obligated to do. Heinan Edvar, Maniknan Ba'ami. And you don't need a formal kinyan, that by words alone, by making those commitments, and then immediately afterwards doing a kiddushin, that makes a kinyan. That makes it as if they made a formal kinyan to obligate themselves. But you see from there that they would have these types of shtaros, so maybe that's all they're writing on Chol HaMoed, this type of shtar. Maybe they're not actually doing a kiddushin on Chol HaMoed, so we don't necessarily have a proof to Shmuel. Lema Mesayele, but let's bring another proof to Shmuel from a Mishnah that we had way earlier in the Masechta. The Mishnah had said earlier, you're not allowed to do Nisuin, which is the second part of marriage, on Chol HaMoed, whether the girl is a first-time marriage or it's the girl's second marriage. You can't do Yibum on Chol HaMoed, because it's a Simcha to get married, and we have a rule that you're not allowed to mix two different Smachos. So there's a Simcha to get married, and there's a Simcha of Chol HaMoed. We don't want to mix the Simcha of Yom Tov with the Simcha of getting married. So that's why you're not allowed to do these things on Chol HaMoed. But the implication is you're only not allowed to do Nisuin, Hala'areis, Shari, but apparently to do Erisin, which is Kiddushin, the first part of marriage, apparently that's Mutter. So you see that's a Raya to Shmuel, second Raya. Says Gemara Lomi Bayakamar. Nah, it just means to say that it's written in the style of you don't even need to tell me. Lomi Baya La'areis, the Loka Avid Mitzvah. You don't even need to tell me that it's Asr to do Erisin, to do Kiddushin on Chol HaMoed, because you're not even doing a Mitzvah by doing Kiddushin. So that, of course, you're not allowed to do. Elafilu Lisa Nami, the Kavod Mitzvah, even if you're doing Nisuin, you're getting the final part of marriage, where you're doing a Mitzvah, even that, Asr, even that it's coming to tell me, is Asr. So the Gemara tries Raya number 3 to support Shmuel. Tashema, come in here, another Raya. The Tanan de Beis Shmuel taught a Braisa that was taught from the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, Ma'arsin Avalokonsin. You're allowed to do Erisin and Chol HaMoed, but you're not allowed to do Nisuin. Ain osin su'uda se'erisin, and you're not allowed, but nevertheless, you're not supposed to have a su'uda for erisin and chol moed. And we can't do yibum because it's a simcha shmamina. So that's ultimately a raya. So main point number one over here, Shmuel holds that one is allowed to do kiddushin on chol moed, just not nisuin. We had two failed proofs for Shmuel, but then one final proof that worked for Shmuel. So again, Shmuel holds, you're allowed to do Erisin / Kiddushin, means the same thing, but not Nisuin on Chol HaMoed. So Frakli Gemara, Miyama Shmuel, Shemi Kamenu Acher, wait a second, the only reason you'd be allowed to do Kiddushin is because you're afraid someone else is going to come and sweep her off her feet. Is Shmuel really worried about that? V'ha'amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, but didn't Rav Yudah say the name of Shmuel? B'kol yom yom bas kol yotzeis v'ameres, bas ploni l'ploni, sad ploni l'ploni, that every single day a heavenly voice comes out and declares who's going to marry who and which field is going to belong to which person. So it's all predetermined min hashamayim. How could we be concerned that if you don't marry the girl you're supposed to marry, someone else is going to marry her? What do you mean? Hashem determined it before you were even born, who you're going to marry. So it says, El Hashem yikad menu acha barachnin. No, there's still a concern that someone else is going to want to marry the girl that you're supposed to marry and is going to daven so hard that Hashem's going to change the plan on you. Ki hadu Rav Hashem elu gavra, like Rav heard a certain guy, the Bay Rachame, that was davening, and he was saying, I wish I could marry this girl. Amalei, so Rav said to that guy, Loti bai rachmiach, you shouldn't daven for that. Ichazilach, if she's appropriate for you, lo azlaminach, she's not going to go anywhere, she'll be there for you. Ilowin, if she's not roi for you, she's not the appropriate girl for you, kafras b'Hashem, then you're going to end up with your faith shattered, because you're going to see that the girl you daven for and that Hashem had given you is not appropriate for you. Then Rava later heard that the guy was saying, O ihu lemus mikame, either I should die before her, before she gets married to someone else, O ihi tamus mikame, or she should die and not get married to anyone else. So Rava said to that guy, Lo aminu tibayla demilsa, lo aminalach. Lo tibayla demilsa achi. Didn't I tell you that these kinds of tefillos are not the right kinds of tefillos? You shouldn't be davening, because then you're never going to be able to marry her. So we see from here that there is a chashash that someone could daven for these things and it can actually ruin the plans, meaning it's going to come out that he's going to marry the wrong girl and he's going to be miserable. But you see that it could come out that he'll marry the wrong girl. He might marry the person that was really designated for someone else. Amar Rav, Mishum Rabbi Reuven ben Estruvili. So Rav says, Nim Rabbi Reuven ben Estruvili, Min HaTorah min Nevi'im min HaKsuvim, Me Hashem Isha Le'ish. We find in Torah, in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that Hashem makes the Shiduchim, that Hashem determines who belongs to who. Min HaTorah D'Chsev, we learn from the Torah, because the Pasuk says, by Rivka marrying Yitzchak, Vayan Lavnu B'Sol V'Yamru, Me Hashem Yatza Adavar. That Lavnu B'Sol both acknowledge that it all comes from Hashem. Min HaNevi'im D'Chsev, Vav ima lo yadu ki mi Hashem hi. By Nevi'im it says that when Shimshon married a Plishti girl and his parents got upset, Pasuk says that his father and his mother didn't know that it was all from Hashem. Min haksuvim d'chsivim by haksuvim it says in Mishlei, Bayis vahon nachlas avos ume Hashem isha maskalas, that home your home and your wealth comes from Yerusha, from your parents, but a woman, that comes from Hashem. That's a gift from Hashem. So main point number two, Hashem determines who a person is going to marry, but he could daven, someone else could daven and take away the girl that was meant for someone else through his davening. Now, the Gemara brings another idea from Rav in the name of Rabbi Reuven ben Itzruvili. V'amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Reuven ben Itzruvili v'amri la b'mas nisa tanan. Some say it was taught in a brisa. Amar Rabbi Reuven ben Itzruvili. Ein adam nechshad b'davar elam kein asa'o. A person is never suspected of doing an avera unless he actually did that avera. V'ma'asa kulo asa miktsaso. And maybe he didn't do the whole avera, but he definitely did part of it. V'ma'asa miktsaso, and if he didn't do part of it, hear her b'liba laso. So he was at least thinking about doing it. Vimlo here believe Allah, so if he hadn't been thinking about doing it, he at least saw other people do it and approved of it and was happy about it. Masav Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov asks on this, wait a second. Pasuk says by the sin of the 10 tribes, the Yachbu b'nei Yisrael Dvar Masha Loke Na Hashem Elokeim, that people accused HaKadosh Baruch Hu of doing things that he had, that there was nothing that he had done. So it says, Mar Hasam Lahachis Hu David. No, over there, by the sin of the 10 tribes, it wasn't speaking about real chashad, that they really suspected Hashem of anything. It's just that they were lachis, they were trying to get Hashem angry, so they were making these accusations, but there was no, they didn't actually believe any of the things that they were saying. So Gemara says, but wait a second, Tashma, it says by the machlokas of Korach with Moshe and Aaron. Vayikanu leMoshe b'machane laAaron kadosh Hashem. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar melamit shekalechad kine lishto miMoshe, that every single member of the Jewish people accused their wives of having an affair with Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe did nothing like that. How could you say that whenever you're accused of something that there's some remnant of that avera? Says Mar Hasmi Shem Sinahu David, that they just did because they hated Moshe, but it wasn't a legitimate accusation. Tashma will bring another raya. Again, another kasha. Amr b'yosi yehi chelki imi shechosh noso b'davar ve'inbo. I want to be amongst the group of people who are suspected of something but are really innocent. Vamrav Papa ledidi chashtun v'lo havabi. Papa says, you know, people suspected me of doing something wrong and I never did it. So bottom line is, you see that sometimes people are suspected of doing something wrong and really they're innocent. Really, they never did it. Says Mar lo kasha. Habakala de pasik, habakala de lo pasik. It depends if the rumors end. If the rumors just go away after a while, so then it could be the person never did anything like it. But if the rumors are persistent and people are always saying that this person did this thing, then he must have had some connection to that kind of an avera. Kalad de lo pasik ad kama. How long does it last? We assume is rumors that don't end. Amar Abayi, Amar li aim. Dumi demasa, those who are chashud in the city, people who are suspected of a dvar avera, yoma upalga, the call goes out on them for a day and a half. So you see that a call that doesn't extend for a day and a half can't be called a kala de lo pasuk. Mahani mili de lo pasuk beni beni. That's only if the rumors don't stop, don't pause for some time. Avol pasuk beni beni leslin ba. If the rumors pause at some point, then it's not called a kala de lo pasuk. It's not called a persistent rumor. V'chi pasuk beni beni. And if it does pause, lo amar el de lo pasuk machmas yira. That's only if it paused just because they died down. But if it was because of fear that he was threatening people, you better not say things about me, then that's not called a pause in the rumors. That would still be considered a consistent rumor. Well, pasuk machmas yira lo. If it only stopped because of intimidation, because of fear, that's not considered a pause. V'lo amaran el delo hadar navat, and that's only if the rumors don't come back. Aval hadar navat lo. But if the rumors do come back after it's already been stopped and it's already ended, then we don't consider it to be a rumor that stopped. We consider it to be a persistent rumor. V'lo amaran, and we also only say this idea that a person is only suspected of something when he's done something like it, el delasle oivim, if the person doesn't have any enemies. Avlisle oivim, but if a guy has enemies, oivim hu dafko lekala, you could assume it's his enemies who are starting these rumors. So then you don't have to believe the rumors that they say about a person. So the final main point is that whenever there are rumors about a person doing an avera, and the person doesn't have any known enemies, let's add a word to that. Whenever there are persistent rumors about a person doing an avera, and he has no known enemies, we can assume he has done something related to that avera. Either the whole avera, part of the avera, he thought about the avera, he approved of the avera, something related to that avera. We'll stop there because we're out of Mishnah, so God willing, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph.